Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. WMVP Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's a busy Thursday. So we get into the evening hours here. Sox a winner today, 9-0. Cubs and Sox play tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Baseball City USA, like we used to say, Waddle. We've got the Bears conversation. Matt Nagy on his quarterbacks. Not going to fall for an easy compliment. We've got the Bulls in the lottery and some hope. We'll simulate some of that stuff.
Give me a simulation right now. Simulate me.
Do what?
He would like you to simulate the lottery.
I did not say stimulate me, Chris.
All right, here we go.
I said simulate me.
Who's going to click? Who is it? Who's clicking?
You don't have it up right now.
Are we both doing it?
I'll
get it up. Hold on.
I'm clicking. 3, 2, 1, click.
Oh, ninth. Oh.
You know what? You stop clicking because every time you click.
I got this number 2 pick last time.
Do it again. Do it again.
One more time. Do it.
Number 8.
You suck, Black. You click. Your turn, Black.
Best out of 3.
Your turn, Black.
Click. It's taking a while. Oh, God. Ninth again.
Wait, you're bad. Ooh, this is bad mojo.
I don't like this.
Bad mojo at 5 o'clock. I don't like this.
Are you going to be holding anything in your hand tonight for good luck when this happens?
I think this ended last year for me with Zion. Once I was trying to paint the whole picture last year.
It's a new time.
Yeah, I know, but.
Sylvie, it was Luka. I mean, they legitimately for 2 years, we knew Luka was coming, and the Bulls had to win those stupid games at the end of the season.
I was sitting a Black in, and shame on me for this. Shame on me. I was sitting in Cabo. I'm in Cabo in December. Okay.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. It doesn't sound fantastic to me.
Cabo in December.
And Niko Mirotić is like putting in 28 a night after his face got broken by Bobby Portis. And I'm like, what are they doing? They're screwing this thing up. And I'm texting Friedel, and Bulls fans are tweeting me saying that the Bulls are doing something bigger than just tanking. They're building a culture right now, Sylvie. They are learning to win. Without these wins in December, the culture will not be built.
That's crap.
And I'm arguing with people, and I, instead of enjoying a damn margarita and sitting in Cabo San Lucas and not worrying about the stupid Bulls, you know, I'm worried about all of it. And yes, you're right, because that's when the initial thing went wrong. They were like a plus 500 team that December, and that made them much better and gave them the worst odds. And wasn't that the first time they got the seventh pick in this?
And that's why you should trust your gut. They needed to be bad that season. Absolutely. And you guys see Luka last night?
Ugh.
So
where's he at in terms of like top? You give me the number. Is he a top 10 player in the league?
It's probably hard to put him below like 7.
Greeny today before we came on said if he was starting a franchise, Luka would be his number 1 pick. If he was starting a franchise right now.
It's hard to argue with that.
Well, because you're factoring how accomplished he is with how old or his age.
Yeah.
I mean, are we really getting off of Giannis that quickly now because he lost one game?
Okay, Sylvie, but also think of it this way. How did Giannis lose last year in the Eastern Conference Finals? Can't shoot from the outside. Yeah, so what did Raptors do? They protected the paint. They made him shoot from the outside. It seems as if he's gotten better, but how much better? Has he gotten better to the point where he's going to be able to carry that team all the way to the finals? They looked bad in that opener.
He shot 30%. He has shot 30% from behind the arc this year. That's why I don't think the Lakers are going to win. Aren't the Lakers, don't they have the worst 3-point field goal percentage of any of the teams left
in the bubble? Yes, they do.
Yeah,
Yes.
So we'll get into some of the NBA conversation.
Hold on, one more lottery before we go.
We can't go out
like that. We can't go out ninth. Click, click, click.
Come on.
Seventh.
Oh.
Seriously, is this thing broken?
I'm going to restart the computer.
It's the Bulls.
Take the cartridge out and blow on it.
Here are the analytics. What's that?
It's a video game reference, Waddle.
All right, my bad.
I remember back in the day when it wouldn't work, right? You pull it out and you...
Oh, yeah, you would blow in the cartridge. Yeah, absolutely. Here are the analytics. The Bulls have a 7.5% chance to get the number one pick tonight, and they have a 32% chance to get a top four pick.
All right, I like those chances.
All right, we'll see. Wait, what time is it tonight, guys? And are we airing this?
7:30. So we'll be on.
So you got 7:30. Mm-hmm. You get the lottery, and then 9:35 puck drop for the Black.
Oh no!
No,
that's just mean, bro. Don't make Puck Dollar come in there and drop
make
the glass. Come on, man. That's just mean.
Hey, go check him into the boards over
that's
there.
That's just mean.
John and Rolling Meadows wanted to talk some baseball. Hey, Johnny, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know what? I'd like to see the White Sox go out and get another pitcher and then work 4 and 5 with the kids. As far as hitting goes, I mean, 1 through 7, we're pretty solid. I'd like to, just for the experience, I'd like to see them get in the playoffs. You know, if they make it through the first round, it's great. But, you know, as far as this tomorrow, Hendricks is going for the Cubs, correct?
Let me double check that because I knew.
Is he tomorrow or is he on Saturday?
Yeah,
Saturday.
I think tomorrow's Keuchel and Lester.
Yeah.
But let me double check.
And then it's Cease and Hendricks.
All right. Well, the Cubs have to keep their pitches down because if they don't, the White Sox will hit them into orbit. I mean, right now they are hitting everything out of sight. So. Keep the pitches down and around the corners of the plate. Don't challenge these kids right now because they will hurt you. They're feeling good.
John, I'm with you. I think this is definitely the best lineup the Cubs will have seen to this point, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Inexperienced, but these guys, and they have a guy at the top of the order in Anderson that will pop one out too now. And, you know, like I said, 1 through 7, they're pretty solid. Their bullpen's pretty strong. Their bullpen looks good. You know, they're inexperienced, but you know what? Sox fans just have to sit back and have fun watching this team this year, and then next year, look out. I think we'll be there.
Can you imagine if you had Kopech this year and he was 100% back?
Definitely.
And he was, you know,
he could have been our three. He could have seriously been our three.
Can you imagine that?
We might have been fun. There.
Seriously, how much fun that would be. Like, you get Keuchel, who is Keuchel, Giolito, who's got the potential to do what he did today. Cease has got great stuff, and it seems
Kopech's starting to harness it. Tremendous stuff. Kopech's got tremendous stuff. When he's healthy, he's going to be a bear to deal with.
I'm telling you, my White Sox pinstripe pants just got a little tight thinking about this. I'm not lying.
John, thank you.
I'm not lying. I mean, when you think about it.
You're jumping off the Reds bandwagon after all the crap that they've gone through, and are you now a Sox fan, or are you declaring yourself a Sox fan?
I am still a Reds fan at heart. I am and listen, you can roast me however much you want. I'm a fan of both Chicago baseball teams.
You should adopt a team. Pick one now.
No, I don't have
to.
I'm
pick
not.
One.
No, because I'm a Reds fan first.
So then you should be a Sox fan because you're a fan of a Cubs rival in the division.
Listen, you know what I like? And again, this is going to be hokey.
I like good baseball.
No, shut up.
I like
Baseball City USA. Yeah. I like when both of our teams give us something to talk about.
Right.
Like when your Cubs dive into Lake Michigan in their season and the White Sox are riding high, I'm going to have something to talk about on the South Side.
Do you know what I think the Sox postseason probability is? Do you know what it is?
98%.
I believe it's 89.8%
really?
Right now, yeah. So the Twins are 16-9. the Indians are 15-9, and the White Sox are 15-11.
That's interesting.
A game and a half out of first.
Right. And, well, and the White Sox are a game back in the wild card. The wild card right now is being held by the Yankees. It's two, right? Yankees and the Indians.
And then what, the Yankees?
One back. But.
What was the news on Yankees and Mets too, Abdallah? Didn't we have more news?
Cancellation, postponement.
Yes. Like, not only was the Mets game tonight was canceled, but isn't Mets-Yankees scheduled for tomorrow canceled?
I believe that is, yes, it has already been postponed.
The Cubs, meantime, are 16-8, so they have the better record, and right now that's good for a four-game lead on the Milwaukee Brewers.
So are you going to make that bet with the White Sox fan?
Yeah, I might as well. Like you said, let's light this candle.
Yeah, let's light this candle. Let's do this.
So what about Craig Kimbrel's candle?
Ooh, three really good back-to-back-to-back outings.
And he struck out the side yesterday.
He did. I don't know what, who was it, Colton Wong, that was the last, was he the last batter watched one go right down Main Street, and he didn't even swing at it.
I was getting a little nervous, because if anyone was going to give up a Cubs walk-off loss at Wrigley Field, it was going to be Craig Kimbrel, because think how unlikely that is in, like, baseball history to be a Cubs team to lose in walk-off fashion on your home, in your home ballpark. And, you know, they... He was starting to put some runners on after looking really good early, but then you're right, he got Colton Wong to strike out looking.
Listen, he's popping the gun at 98, and he's throwing strikes. I mean, he hit a batter there. I mean, in every now and again, there will be an erratic pitch, but his control has been significantly better the last three outings.
So is he back? Do you believe?
I don't know.
Like.
He hasn't been, like, yesterday was the first save situation he was in of the three, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And he had a two-run lead.
Because Rowan Wick had pitched, I think, an inning and two-thirds the day before.
Right. So I wouldn't go that far yet, but the signs are pointing in the right direction for him.
Be honest, guys. Did you guys think that just 2 weeks ago,
Craig Kimbrel
would ever look that good this season?
No, I did not think that the improvement would come that fast. I was definitely taken aback by how good he's looked the last three outings, considered.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Abdallah and I were doing the baseball show as that part of the game was taking place.
Right.
It was his velocity was up.
Cracking it at 98.
And so if he can do that and then hit it with the... breaking balls, off-speed stuff. I mean, isn't that exactly what was wrong? Was that his top velo was what, mid-90s?
Well, velo a little bit, and supposedly the tipping of the pitches and where his arm angle was. Like,
but if he's only giving you for his fastball 94, that's different than 98, 99.
But the thing, but when you're only like, he's basically a two-pitch pitcher, right?
Right. Curveball, fastball.
Yeah, if you're tipping that curveball and you're not, and he's not throwing it for, or he hadn't been throwing it for a strike, you knew you could take the curveball. No one was swinging at curveballs because they knew there was a high likelihood that it was going to be a ball. So then you're sitting on a fastball, Chris,
right.
and you're
crushing it.
Right, but when you're throwing 98, it's a little harder to catch up to it. So
now the other thing with him that I've noticed this season, we've talked about a couple different times, is he had three strikeouts yesterday, right?
Yes, he struck out the side.
I think to truly figure out whether or not he's back, we have to see some balls actually get hit. Because the difference between Kimbrel now and when he was dominant with the Red Sox was the balls that were hit were not leaving the yard, right? Like the fly balls now that guys are hitting and the barrel's getting a piece of it, it's going out of the yard, and that's the major issue, his fly ball rate.
Yeah, you're right.
Listen, you want to see it against a really good hitting team as well. I mean, because
if you can strike guys out, you're good.
The Cardinals are not, you know, an upper echelon offensive team at this point.
By the way, and then offensively for the Cubs, do you know what Chris Bryant's WAR is?
Ugh.
Zero?
Point something?
It's minus .1.
Yikes.
He has a negative WAR. Do you know what Javi's WAR is?
Same.
.1.
Them is fighting words with Abdallah.
It's an antiquated stat.
So
you're going to get more of that on the baseball show where we make excuses for our favorite players.
It's amazing.
312-332-3776. If you want to talk some Cubs and Sox. And then there's Matt Nagy. And then there is a portion of the fan base and even the Bears media who really, really, really wants to paint the picture that Mitch is getting better. Would Matt Nagy bite? We'll play you what he said coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Eventful day up at Hallis Hall as the Bears continue to try to figure out who their starting quarterback is going to be. And if you're like, all right, guys, easy. Let's not overrate some of these practices and some of the comments. They got like 2 weeks, basically, to come up with a quarterback because it's game week then.
How does Tyler Bray look these days? Nobody's talked about him.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, really?
I didn't know what...
Shame on you for taking that serious.
I'm like, what happened to Waddle? Where did Waddle go?
They brought in somebody else, too, didn't they?
They did, yeah. I think for at least a tryout. But they should have brought in that Mahomes guy. That would have been the right guy to bring.
Johnny Mahomes, right? Wasn't it Johnny? Johnny Mahomes?
All right, so this is what we played earlier. And if you're just getting out from work and you're just joining the show and you want to participate, 312-332-3776. First, the answer, okay? Because there are a lot of the thing is that's cool is finally all the reporters get to watch practice. And as we've talked to JD, as we've talked to Dan Weider, they actually have a good view of practice, as good of a view as they've had in some time. There are no fans. They don't have to dodge a lot of that.
Today, not so much, because today I think they were a little bit further away, right? But overall, yes, what you're saying is accurate.
Yes. So, and then I think Hub and some other people are like, look, Mitch could be the leader right now so far over Nick Foles. And here was the question. We'll play you that in a minute, but it's set up basically, Nagy was set up as the lead was, hey, is Mitch getting better each day?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right now, both quarterbacks are trying to get their eyes exactly where we want to go them situationally, make decisions that we want them to make. And they're slowly getting to that point. I mean, this is not going to happen in a couple of days. It's going to have to happen in a couple of weeks in regards to the decisions that we make. So once we go back here, Adam, and start watching today's tape, we'll be able to see really how today was. In particular, if you're asking about Mitch, I thought that there were some good decisions that he made with throws. There was a few where he was late on a couple routes as well. But Nick, the same thing. So the beauty of this game is that you teach off of your errors, and we're going to do that, make sure that they understand it. And then tomorrow and the next day on those particular routes, timing routes, they fix those and they come back and don't make that same mistake twice.
Doesn't sound like a coach willing to throw bouquets at Trubisky right now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that's because he doesn't like what he's seeing, or because he's just trying to keep his cards close to the vest?
No, I think it's more of the first, okay, and it's also more of what he's done in the past. It's the he wants to do the opposite of what he did in the past.
Because like you said,
and that was probably pump him up,
right,
instead of saying, look, it's your third year now in my system. The some of these bad late throws, like he was just saying, or when he went out of bounds and took a sack within, like on the 1 yard line, he'll address that. Don't you agree with me? And then I want to play you the question.
Yeah, I think the time for coddling anybody, those days are done.
Yes.
So I agree with you. I just didn't know if there was some that just thought he was trying to keep everything close to the vest and didn't want to let anyone in on everything.
Now, Chris, set it up again, because I set up the question by saying, hey, is Mitch getting better? It was a leading question.
Your Honor, counsel is leading the witness.
Right. It was, here's an alley-oop. Coach Nagy, I'm looking for a 20-second soundbite with you saying how much better Trubisky is in year three versus year two.
Yeah, so it caught my ear, because if we just play the answer that we just heard, it doesn't really seem like that big of a deal, right? But then listen to the question from Adam Hoge. He is asking Matt Nagy specifically about Mitchell Trubisky, not both quarterbacks, not the quarterback position. He is specifically trying to get Nagy to say that Mitch is looking better. Here's the question from Hoge.
Hey, Matt, in these three practices we've been able to watch, it seems like Mitch has gotten a little bit better each day. Do you agree with that? What do you like about what he's shown you so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right now, both quarterbacks are trying to get their eyes exactly where we want to go them situationally, make decisions that we want them to make.
I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement.
No,
whatsoever.
That was not agreeing with the leading question.
And then there's this. Look, and Cap may go on tomorrow, and I think he was tweeting earlier that it's just one play. But when you're in year four of your career, and it's a must-win year for this Bears regime, for everybody, your defense is set up, your offense, like you said, Waddle, just needs to be average. A lot of these predictions have you at 5-11 or 6-10. And your quarterback, who is picked second overall, is in training camp, and they're running a goal line play. And instead of throwing the ball out of bounds when nothing is there, he took a sack. This is the way Matt Nagy reacted.
You know, those guys, we told them, what I tell you a few weeks ago, I forget when it was, I told you, we're going to tell them when they play crappy, and we're going to tell them when they play well. And so whether that's the accuracy of a throw or whether that's a decision, when the ball is on the 1 yard line and you have first and goal at the one, sacks are, you know, when you're on a scramble, you got to throw the ball away. And so he knows that. We told him that, but those are critical errors that we just can't have. He's not going to do that again. He's going to fix it and move on, but teachable moments. So it happens here in practice. Now it doesn't happen in the game, but if we're not telling him that, then that's our job. That's shame on us as coaches. So, and we need to make sure they understand the why. So in regards to situational football, that's a situational play that we need to be second and goal at the one and not second and goal at the three. So, he'll fix that problem and he'll move on and do better tomorrow.
That coaching moment should not happen at this point. Like, I'll equate it to everyone who's got kids. There are certain mistakes that you don't expect. Kids are going to make mistakes. There are certain mistakes that are less tolerable than others, aren't there? There are certain mistakes that your child will make that you say there is no chance that that's acceptable. None.
Like stealing white claws?
By the way, I brought
you went
up
for
today.
The older kid there. I was thinking about not pooping your pants.
Yeah, I was going the same way, like not taking a permanent marker and writing on the driver's side door of a white vehicle. Right, you know, when you take the Sharpie and you write like "Dad sucks" on it, and like you have your
sounds
car is
very specific.
I'm just saying,
you're being like this has happened.
Not,
you're being
it has
very
not.
Specific.
I'm just saying there are certain mistakes that are tolerable and they are teaching moments, and there are other mistakes, and you're like, Jesus, okay, that's not. I don't have enough time in today's practice to have to coach you on that.
Think about what Andy Reid is installing in Kansas City
you
with
think
his
he's
guy.
Having to tell them.
You know, think about that. Think about the complex stuff they're running in Kansas City, and we're still trying to teach our quarterback not to go out of bounds at the three when you start at the one.
Time out. Time out. Everybody, come up for a second. Okay, here's the situation. We've got first and goal on the one. We need a touchdown. These are moments when we need to pop that ball in the end zone. Field goals are not an option here. If this drive starts at the 13, it's more acceptable to kick a field goal than first and one on the goal line. We cannot lose yardage.
Break.
Under no circumstances do you run out of bounds at the six. So for anybody telling you it's one play, it's one play that can't happen. And I don't want to overvalue it, but it just makes you crazy.
There are some people.
If this was a Sunday and you saw that happen, how would you respond in the stand?
You want to throw your remote at the TV. Again, there are so many people. I don't know. I mean, I want him to do well, too. I do. But there are so many people who like, I think they have a stake in this thing, like he's their kid. That's
an unacceptable mistake. You're a professional. You're a quarterback. You have to be the point guard. You cannot. I mean, like, I can't even begin to tell you, like, how basic that is. The fact that that happens is just it's mind blowing.
At least the coach isn't coddling him anymore, too. At least, like, there may be people in the media doing it. There may be people really are rooting for Mitch. I really, really want Mitch to win because then I could take that to everybody. But, like, at least
are you talking about someone specific there?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm just talking about the general minority, very small minority.
Right.
It could be very loud, Chris. Very, very loud.
Oh, yes, I'm aware.
But very, very small.
Especially early in the morning, yeah.
Yes, yes, with a hard lift. But... That it's like a personal thing.
A hard what?
Lift.
Oh, hard lift. This is not a foreign concept because we saw that a few times over the last couple of years.
Right. Absolutely, we did. When he went, do you remember when he was weaving on like a run to the left side of the field and then he went backwards instead of picking up the first down?
Yeah.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah. It's just I don't want to overstress it, but it's just one of these things that like shouldn't have to be coached.
Well, especially when his biggest weakness is his those instincts. It's right. I mean, his natural ability and instincts. Like he's got a good arm, he's got good athleticism, but you've always told us, Waddle, from the start, he doesn't look the part of a quarterback.
Stuff doesn't look natural to him, and he makes so many good plays sometimes out on the edge. That's where he looks like he feels most comfortable. So when you're on the edge, the things that will drive a quarterback crazy, that's example one. There's another example, and you could put on, I think there's a nice, from behind view when they were playing, was it the Eagles this year, where he backed up and pressure came from somewhere completely opposite, and he shuffled into the pressure instead of away from the pressure. And those are the things that just leave you going, please don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and like, again, we should all want more.
Of course.
As Bears fans, we should want more.
Don't do that.
We're not haters. Like,
I feel like we've spent too much time on this one play in training camp, but you know why we are? Because it's the same mistake that shouldn't be happening, and that leaves you, like, this defense is going to kill some people in the first half of the season. They are. They're going to tease some quarterbacks up. There is going to be some peed-in football pants, okay? I almost said basketball shorts.
Wait, you just said there's going to be some peed-in football pants?
Yeah, some opposing quarterbacks are going to pee themselves when that pass rush comes after them early in the season.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you think Matthew Stafford with that bad back and the injuries he's had wants to see that group coming at him?
I don't think he's a pee-in-the-pants guy.
Okay, I'm just saying, though, a guy that's had some back issues and some other things, he's not the most mobile guy at this point in his career before. There's a good chance behind that offensive line that they're really going to mess him up.
312-332-3776 if you want to react to some of the sound that you heard from Matt Nagy. And are you happy that he's not coddling Mitch? And he's not willing to say, oh, yeah, he looks great. He's better than he was last year. But he's willing to point out some of the mistakes that a quarterback in his fourth year, third in the system, should not be making. Also, some NBA playoffs, and we'll simulate the Bulls lottery for tonight. They have a 7.5% chance of getting the number one pick. It's all next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right. Want to take some of these Bears calls, and
just
I was just...
Calm down a little bit. I just did.
You just calmed down?
Yeah, I just calmed down a little bit.
Well, we got a half hour. We could get you riled up again.
No, I don't want to get riled up.
I was just chatting with some of the guys in the Twitch channel. It's a new way to watch and listen, brought to you by Miller Lite. And check it out. Our channel is ESPN 1000 Chicago. And again, like every time a listener brings it up, he's absolutely right. It's a shame because Mitch works hard.
Yes.
And is a really good teammate.
Good guy.
And he cares.
Yes.
And it sure seems like he wants to be great.
Good leader. But the guys like him.
Yes. But there are just some things that, you need more on. You need to be more accurate. You need to be a better decision maker. You need to execute better. And then, by the way, Greg Braggs has now just hit the trifecta, Black and Abdallah. He is now in the matter of the same show. He has texted me, called the show, and now DM'd me.
Yeah.
He's used every single way to get in touch with me in a 4-hour span possible.
What is he trying to get across to?
I think he's sending me now podcast links.
For about what?
To listen to Nagy's rave about Trubisky. I don't even know.
Unbelievable.
Here's the deal. I'll say this as well. I would have loved to have sat here today and heard Matt say, guys, you are absolutely right. Mitch looks so much better this year than last year. He's put the time in. Like, the improvement is there. It's tangible. It's visible.
The light's on, boys.
The light's on. And you know what? We had this play today where, you know what, things broke down at the goal line and Mitch airmailed it into the parking lot instead of taking a loss. That's what I want to hear. I would love for Matt to say, boys, we have seen significant progress.
Is it an indictment on Nagy that he can't, for lack of transparency, as we know that football coaches like to hide everything, couldn't he just say, yeah, he looks better than he did last year. He looked like he was working on some things in the offseason.
I don't think he wants a little better. I don't think he wants the message out.
No, yeah. I know that. But can't you just...
Adam, his credibility is more on the line now than ever before because of what happened last year. And listen...
Are you saying there's distancing going on here?
Yeah, that was exactly where I was going. Listen...
He wants to put a little more than 6 feet between him and Mitch.
What I'm going to say is if you don't see that... But he does. Think about it. Like if Mitch plays and Mitch doesn't make improvement off of next year, that's going to stick to Matt.
But we don't have the sound, but when Belichick was talking about possibly using two quarterbacks, he basically was like, maybe we'll use one, maybe we'll use the other, maybe we'll use both. Go blank yourself.
Who knows?
I don't think he said go blank yourself.
But you know
he?
What I mean? Like that's what he does. Whereas Nagy's like, well, I don't. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, they're all for right now. Both quarterbacks are trying
to. They have faces and they're breathing.
This is the point that like if. If the progress was visibly tangible, I don't even know that makes sense. Can things be visibly, whatever it is. Sure. If it was obvious, how about that? Matt, I think Matt would tell you.
I'm sure too. How about Pat Boyle? Pat Boyle had a good text us. He said, it's totally unacceptable that Mitch would take that sack on first and goal at the one. Anybody wonder why they weren't running the football? That is the other Nagy problem. First and goal of the one. You're depending on Mitch Trubisky to make a decision.
Well played, Patty B. No doubt.
Charlie and Carol Stream, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I don't mean to beat a dead horse or get Tommy all yanked up again, but how does Bubbalicious get out of high school? How does he get into college? How does he get out of college and how does he get drafted if you can't get rid of the ball from the 1 yard line and you're going backwards? How does that not happen when you're in high school? And what does the college coach, what do the college coaches think about Bubbalicious and how they take him?
I can tell you this.
Am I missing a nickname?
Honestly, I can tell you this. Nick Saban ain't playing that game. What would Daddy say in there, Adam, if that happened?
Nick Saban doesn't let you who the starting quarterback is until, like, was it last year? It was Tua and Jalen. And I was like, it's going to be Tua. Or it was 2 years ago. It was Tua and Jalen. I was like, it's going to be Tua. Don't worry about it. It's going to be Tua. And he was like, I don't know. Maybe one, maybe both. Maybe go blank yourself. And, like, up until opening kickoff, he didn't announce it. Saban is the king of, I'm not going to tell you who the quarterback is.
That's fine. What I'm telling you is he wouldn't tolerate somebody making that mistake.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me?
Well, but Trubisky wasn't recruited by those schools.
He wasn't recruited by the schools in his own state.
That's what I'm saying. And then he didn't start.
Mr. Ohio didn't get recruited by Ohio State.
And then he didn't start at North Carolina over their incumbent for a couple of years.
It is his birthday, guys. I think we need to stop with it.
We need to change our attitudes. Hold on. Let's have a palate cleanser here. Let's go to Trubisky from yesterday.
Being average is just not acceptable around here.
Yeah, let's change our attitudes. We're not going to be average anymore.
I like that's the way he feels.
So I'm going to be below average. Jeff in Northbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I think anyone who's ever played quarterbacks knows that you can either see the field or you can't. And unfortunately for us Bears fans who invested in the second-round currency in this guy, he can't see the field. I'm pretty sure that Trubisky down the road will recreate Mike Tomczak's career. He'll be in the league for 15 years, collect a lot of paychecks, but he's never going to be who we want him to be.
Jeff, I mean, look, I don't know if anyone could really stand up and argue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to dispute that at this point. I hope for the best. I really do. It may sound like I don't, but I do. I really do. I hope this works. I mean...
You're getting mad again.
No, I'm not mad. No, it's just frustrating. I mean, it's frustrating because it's just not what you... Listen, we're all diehard Bears fans. It's not what you want to hear.
Because there are going to be games too, guys. I mean, like, I've heard other people say, well, everyone's really boosting up Foles. I'm not. I mean,
no.
Foles has had high... There are going to be games where we're going to be frustrated that it's very conservative and that the Bears' offense isn't moving much under Foles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to be those games, too. He may not make those boom goes the dynamite plays that Trubisky does, but there are going to be some games where it's very conservative and very vanilla.
I'm just going to lay down.
It's okay, Tom.
Let's look for some optimism, and why don't we look for the Bulls lottery here? Can we simulate a lottery pick?
Talking about wanting to lay down, for crying out loud.
This time I'm predicting we're going to get the number one pick.
Let's simulate right now.
I think Abdallah's yelling at Braggs on the phone right now, to be honest. I'm serious.
He's quarterback stalking.
I think he called back.
I'm not talking to Braggs. I'm talking to Barb.
Okay.
Braggs.
No. Are you serious?
And his mom is now intervening?
Hold on, let me put her on.
She entered the chat.
All right, she's now on the line.
She's a sweetheart as well.
She's now on the line. She's not happy that we are trashing Trubisky on his birthday. Hello, Barb.
Hi.
Hi, Barb.
You guys, come on. You can't trash Mitch on his birthday.
We're not trashing him. We want him to be better.
I'm trashing his decision to step out of bounds on the goal line at practice today, Barb. Come on.
I know, but maybe he's just excited because isn't it number 26, I think, birthday today?
Yeah, he is. He's number 26. Yeah.
Greg is in the background.
No, now
stuff
he's not.
Oh, he's not anymore.
No.
He was
Barb's
earlier.
Now. Listen, whoa. Barb's got more quarterback knowledge than her son.
Well, I doubt that. How are you guys? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Good. How
Fantastic.
Are you doing?
I'm good. Trying to potty train his daughter.
I thought you were going to say trying to potty train Greg, but
Greg, yeah. Well,
does she overthrow the toilet too?
Those are battle wounds I'll never get over.
How is little Addie doing?
Addie's good. She's talking up a storm, and she's a good girl. She's a sweetheart.
She's a cutie, no doubt about it.
No. He's yelling. No, I'm not from the garage.
See, like this is the conversation I needed to get my blood pressure back down and be smoothed out a little bit. So
that's right.
Yeah,
well, we needed the calm demeanor.
Adam thought it was Greg because we have the same because he's had a cell phone since he was young, and I have one number off. I have mine ends at 7 and Greg's ends at 6. So Adam goes, one call a day. I go, wait a minute. It's not Greg. It's Barb.
That's fantastic.
Barb, thank
you. How are you feeling?
I'm good. And thank you for the card and all your support.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're awesome. We appreciate you.
We're praying for you. You're feeling good, though?
I'm feeling good. I got my last treatment is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Woo, we got to celebrate. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we're going to party, Barb. I'm telling you.
Party hard.
Yeah.
Barb, right, thank you.
Be nice to Trubisky.
Okay. Well, you're the best, Barb.
We
thank
want
you.
To. We want to shower him with praise. There would
I
be
know,
nothing
I know
more
you do.
Than I would want to shower that guy with praise, and it would be the ultimate comeback story and dealing with adversity in Chicago after a few years and coming back and throwing for 4,000 yards for the first time
yes.
in Bears history.
I'm in.
There's nothing more than I would want to
do
all
this.
Of that.
Jimmy Graham with 1,200 yards receiving and 14 touchdowns. By the way, the Braggs family, they're as good as it gets. I mean, we have a hard, we give Greg a tough time every now and again. But they are a sweet family, and they've been diehard supporters of this show for years.
Well said, Waddle. That's very good. Let's simulate the Bulls. We'll do that. Coming up next, get you an update on could the Bucks fall behind 0-2 in their playoffs? And what about LeBron? Can you imagine a playoffs without him? All that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
All right, we'll find out if the Bulls are drafting mid-lottery again, or will they get some luck? 7.5% chance to get the number one overall pick. And what was it? I believe 34% chance to get
top four.
32% chance for the top four.
I think so, yeah.
So, also an update from the bubble. A lot of people thought that Milwaukee would bounce back, and
so far, so good.
And yeah, so far they do. They have a big lead in the second quarter, 33-17 early second quarter over Orlando.
We got some ball tonight as well. We've got what do we have? We have Portland and the Lakers.
Yes.
So
a lot of people believe that this is one of the best eight seeds ever in Portland because they were a team that was hurt. And, you know, they went to the Western Conference Finals last year, I believe.
Would you predict that the Portland Trail Blazers will, in fact, oust the Lakers? Would you
be willing
to go there?
No.
Black?
I would still say Lakers.
So, Sylvie's on with the Lakers.
Prediction? It could happen.
Will it happen?
You
predict
I think it will happen, yeah.
I'm going to predict the Trail Blazers win as well.
Wow. What about you, Abdallah?
Ooh, I'm not going to count out LeBron until he's lost all that hair. So I'm going to go with the Lakers. Yeah, I'm still going to go with the Lakers.
And then, like, I brought this up yesterday with Wilbon. Like, I believe they would lose a lot of juice. We would be, like, a lot of people would love to see that upset. But I believe in the long term, it would really hurt the NBA ratings without the Lakers and LeBron.
Would it?
I believe yes.
But they didn't have them last year.
I know, but again, they had a super team. They had the Warriors. Like, who are, like, people, general sports fans, what do they tune in to see? They tune in to see great teams or great players. If the most well-known player is out of the postseason, you tune in to cheer him or hate him, but you still tune in to watch him. I think having him out would really cost them. I think it would be one of the lowest rated postseasons in the history of the NBA.
I do agree with you. I think that no LeBron will give you a ratings hit.
It certainly helps, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, okay, so if they lose, is it the Clippers that get through? Clippers,
they lost too, didn't they, yesterday? What's their series?
1-1? 1-1. But, like, if you get Clippers Bucks, I think, you know, the Q rating for that would be extremely low.
Yeah, I don't think that's what people want. Yeah. I think what people want to see, they want to see the Lakers and Trail Blazers go to 7 games and the Lakers win.
Yeah. And then they want to see Clippers-Lakers in the Western Conference Finals or, like, Lakers against Houston or, something.
Yeah.
Like that, where you got the star power, as many stars as possible. Like, we love Doncic. But our guys in other markets outside of Dallas who aren't NBA guys tuning in yet to see Doncic? They will soon, but this year, I don't know. And NBA ratings, so far the playoffs are down, aren't they?
Yeah, NBA ratings.
Yeah, ratings in general.
We don't have the numbers for the playoff games since it's the first week, but the play-in games that they had to get to the playoffs in the bubble were down, yeah.
Did we simulate the Bulls one more time?
We have not yet. Would you like to do this? This is all of it.
Hold on.
Let me close this down.
This is our last.
You can't do it again.
Okay.
Right. This is fresh just start. The NBA always rehearses the lottery before they do it. All the stuff we've done before was a rehearsal. Whatever happens here is going to happen, yes. Oh,
there's so much pressure. So the Bulls have a 32% chance to get a top four pick. They have a 7.5% chance to get a number one overall pick. Are we ready? Are we ready for me to click the button?
We have to go around the room and say confirmed that you're ready. Okay,
confirmed.
Ready?
Confirmed.
Sylvie's confirmed.
Ready.
Okay.
I'm confirmed.
Confirmed. We can all turn the key.
I don't know if I'm confirmed.
Are you?
All right, I'm ready. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Sim. 7th pick.
Oh, that sounds about right.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
New regime and all, and we still get 7?
Well, unless Karnišovas is putting the card into the freezer, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah, I doubt he's putting anything.
At least he's getting
a new coach.
What's on the baseball show tonight, guys?
We're going to talk White Sox baseball. How about that win today? 9-0 in Giolito.
Why don't you invite Joe and Joliet to call, and you guys can argue about the depth of their rotation.
You see here with the White Sox and the Cubs?
Tell you what.
You see?
You guys be nice.
We absolutely will. And then if the lottery is supposed to take place after the Bucks and Magic game, so if we're still on during that 7 o'clock hour, we will carry where the Bulls are drafting in that lottery selection. So you'll be able to find out.
And, Sylvie, we're going to do a little Cubs conversation. I know they're off today, but we're going to do a little buy-sell with the Cubs since once we're done with this weekend, we're going to be at, like, the halfway mark of this 60-game season. It's a little buy-sell. Cubs players, who you want to buy, who you want to sell.
Give me an example here.
Kyle Schwarber. Are you buying or selling Kyle Schwarber stock?
What's the price?
Yeah, that's the key. Like, for what I expect him to be, I'm buying still.
Buying, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
How about
Ian Happ?
Oh, I'm a buyer.
You're buying. It's high, though, right now.
Yeah, yes. I know, but I'll buy it.
Okay, you think that's going to continue on?
I think that he will have a good year. I don't know if he'll continue to hit 330 and have a 460 on base percentage or whatever it is.
Chris Bryant.
I'm not buying that stock.
Well, don't they say when blood's in the streets, now's the time to buy?
I think when everyone else is selling, you buy.
I think I'm buying Chris Black or Chris Black, Chris Bryant.
Yes, you're definitely buying.
You can buy
I'm
tonight.
Buy
I agree.
Chris Bryant.
Yeah, bet you.
I'm buying
buy
Chris Bryant because that stock now is
very low.
What's his WAR? Negative 0.1.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna buy some Chris Bryant because I think I can get in low.
I don't know, but that you know, if his wrist is bothering him. I don't know. I mean,
it's really this evil cycle where he gets hurt, he wants to play through it, he struggles, then he shuts it down, then he gets criticized for being hurt again, then he tries to get back, and he's still not healed, and then he struggles. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
rinse and repeat.
If this was a full season of 162 games, I may be willing to buy, but it's not. It's a sprint. So that injury may continue to linger, and by the time you get to the halfway point, he still may be bothered by it.
All right, so the baseball show coming up in 2 minutes. Thank you to Black and Abdallah. Lucas Giolito, thank you to him. He struck out 13, wore a Bulls jersey, then talked to us. Thank you to JD, who was on the golf course with Parker. Again, the baseball show coming up in 2 short minutes. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.
That was a big thrill. Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I'd give him more byes than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Penny waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all a good night.